The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The new edition of Bill's Thrills in 1 second. Before that, don't forget First Rate Ag and Holdridge, full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention The Ticket.
The Ticket. Get 10% off of everything, 12% on Thursdays.
Thursdays.
Yes, we missed that, so get ready for next Thursday. Just think about that, Jake. 25 years in the business. Mm. So what's the chance it's like a fly-by night? It's not.
No, they're real.
That's so rock solid. It's like Heyman. It's like Heyman and the Diamond. Same thing. Company's been around forever. Let's go with someone like that. Mm. Hey, when did you guys start up? Oh, Thursday. Last Thursday was our first day. No, 25 years. God, incredible
they're
job.
Doing something right.
Not second rate. First rate egg.
It is time for Bill's Thrills. Are you ready for this? We're going to play the open.
Yes.
Here we go. Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisor.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, as always, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, floor
don't stop by and see them today. Do not do it. Do not stop by and see them. You know why? They're moving. They're changing buildings. They had to enlarge. They had to get a bigger building because guess what? Had to have a bigger vault. You know why?
Why?
More money. The vault was too small. I talked in depth with Scott Moore yesterday, and he goes, Bill, he goes, we just couldn't keep up with it. We had so much. We'd end up having cash just laying around.
What a problem to have.
And just have it laying around because we couldn't secure it. So we're moving. Mm. So today they have movers coming in, and they're going to have us out there. It's still on Old Cheney. I don't have the exact location of it, but they're going to let us know. Yeah,
they're legitimately moving.
Legitimately, they got movers. Or right now, they're on boots on the ground. Right now, they're
Texas,
able to go.
Texas, Scott? Where are you going? Yeah. Scott, Texas?
Let us know like that. But I talked to him yesterday in great detail. Today we have a new section. Ooh. I'm going to mention the section when we get done. We want to be off stream to listen if possible. We want to have headphones in if you own them. You want to have volume up, okay? And I want you just to take this in and just let it just kind of bathe in it. Let it happen.
Here we go.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping.
I'll just look at it.
Left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound. of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night.
What a duet.
And touched the sound of silence.
Okay. Oof.
We're going to finish up with one little piece here because I just love this last part. Give us 8 more seconds.
Here we go. Yep.
Of your time.
Yes.
What a line. People talking without
people
speaking.
People hearing without listening.
Thank you, Jay.
Yep, there it is.
Oh. Here's my new section.
What's going on?
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel. One of the best duets ever. It just grabs you. But here's what grabs you. And here's the new section. I wish I was there.
Oh,
I wish I was there.
I like that.
Could you imagine?
No, I like that.
Can you imagine 1981 Central Park in the summer? Could you imagine the people that were at that concert? And they're like, no, I heard it. I heard it. I heard him sing Sound of Silence.
I wish I was there.
I wish I was there.
I wish I were there.
I would love to, if somebody like that, I want to contact someone who was in, there was what, 100,000 people there?
Sounds pretty loud.
It's insane. It's insane, and it's live in Central Park, and that's one of the most famous duets ever. It's not walk-up music. It just catches you, and that's you put on the headphones on, you listen, and I couldn't imagine being there. And they have a bunch of fun, good songs with that, and all of a sudden, and on the video, they pan out to the crowd, and people are just like they're with their wives or girlfriend. They're everybody's kind of just hugging each other and listening and singing along.
Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
It is just a home run, but that's the new section on Fridays now.
I wish I were there.
I wish I were there. We're going to touch on moments where I wish I was and where
that's
people
a good one.
I like that
where
idea.
They're at.
Yeah, I do like that idea.
So it's like, do you wish you were there, Jake?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a sweet song to be out there. A sweet concert.
Have you ever heard that song before, Jake?
Yeah, I'm very aware of the Sound of Silence. I like the song.
I can sort of remember that. I think it was televised.
I believe you're correct.
Yes.
It was so big. We'd have been in high school.
Yes.
And so
it was big.
But I couldn't imagine what it was like
there.
To be there.
Yeah.
And that would be one of the concerts that you would talk about the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It'd be like, well, remember the one time? Where were you? I was there.
It was definitely on TV. People will say that on the text line. It was. It was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yes.
It was a big deal. And you were to be at that.
I almost say it was
a New
Friday
York
night.
City. I think you're right, Steve. I think he's nailed all these things.
Friday night.
And everyone, when you left that concert.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The feeling was overwhelming.
It was big.
It was big, and then they just killed it. Can you imagine being able to harmonize like that? Just two people. Hey, we're going to do it. We're going to grab a couple microphones. We're going to grab a guitar. What else? That's it. We're good.
In front of tons of people. In a park.
The skill set of that song was ridiculous. Jake, anything from the text line?
Yes. 464-5685. Scott in Minnesota says, incredible.
Incredible
in that one.
Wish I was there. I wonder if you, does Scott wish he went there? I wonder.
Probably so. Doug says, Bill, with that tease, you should have Rickrolled us. You should have some Rick Astley, never going to give you up.
Never.
That's the tease. You know?
That's the tease.
Someone said, that's a good Friday song. I wish I could have been there. So with you there on that one. Chills from Ohio Husker. Yeah. Chills.
It's a chilling song. It's a chilling song when you sit and listen to it. And it's one you want to kind of be alone. This is one, Steve, you wish you had the old school. Remember the old school headphones?
Yes.
You wish you had those on.
Like these ones.
Yes, like these ones. People talking without speaking. God, I love that.
We have a text from Anthony, I think is worth mentioning.
Okay.
He says, maybe Sip or Bill can relate to this. I was at the gym and saw an older man wearing a shirt with that song. It said, "Hello, darkness, my old friend. I stood up too fast again."
Hey, this is...
Hello, darkness. Oh, that's incredible.
This was, they say it's in front of 500,000 people.
Wow.
500,000.
This is a wiki.
Okay, 500,000. Thank you, Steve.
Half
give us some
mil.
More. 500. I said 100. I was off.
Which is still a lot.
It's still a lot of time.
Yeah, it's still a lot. Yeah. It was a free benefit concert on the Great Lawn in Central Park.
Yep.
And a film of the event was shown on TV and released on video. So maybe we just saw a film of the event.
May have been.
Josh, you know that song? Okay, I'm curious. I mean, is there an age that does not know that song? Yeah, I've known that song for years.
Oh,
yeah.
HBO carried it. That's right.
HBO carried it. 500,000 people gathered in Central Park, and they went up there and knocked that one out of the park with several other songs.
And probably Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson. Oh, yeah. And then it's just like, you're just like, wow. Didn't they sing, did they sing Me and Julio?
I'm sure they
That was just Paul Simon.
Was it just Paul Simon?
Oh,
that could be.
Yeah.
They didn't always get along. They got along this night.
Oh,
I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
They got along this night. That's what they did. I wish I was there.
That was just Paul Simon.
When you left that place to headed back to wherever you're going, probably getting on a train, heading back to the Bronx or someplace or Staten Island. It's like, wow, what just happened? What just happened today?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What just happened?
A million people.
And for the rest of your life, you're like, I was there. Where were you? I was right over here. You can walk through the park. I was right over here. This is where I was at when that played.
How about Slip Sliding Away?
Yeah.
That would have been incredible. Oh, yeah. That's a good one, Bill.
Yeah.
I like it.
On Fridays, we're going to have Wish I Was There. That was
imagine anywhere in Lincoln with 500,000 people. Anywhere. I mean, we brag about the stadium. That's 90,000 people.
How would you even
500,000.
How would you even do it?
Where would you go?
They'd have to be playing like on 9th Street and have to be all of O Street. Would have to be just like it'd just be packed down the aisles like that. I don't know.
I forget the numbers like the people that went to the air show. Huge crowds there. Yeah. But I don't know if it was 500,000, probably less than that, I would guess.
Imagine the speaker system. It's 1981. It's a little different than what we have now.
Yeah,
40 some years.
It sounded good.
Sounded incredible. That's what's remarkable about it. So
Derek says Cecilia, good song by Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, very good song.
Yep.
And so they nailed all those, but that's the one that this song is the one everyone remembers.
Sound of Silence.
Wish I Was There. So that's the new section on Friday. We're going to talk about places I wish I was at when something happened.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. So, all right, that's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them today at 402-730-7387. Yesterday, Sip, Bill won the game show.
You're kidding.
He did. He won the game.
It was
number one overall picks of all time.
Yep.
Bill
won it.
Won 2-0 over the caller.
Wow.
The
Good
caller
job.
Actually never guessed at all. He had two questions. He never even guessed a name.
He didn't guess twice. Jay goes, he goes, bold strategy.
That's a bold strategy to not guess
It's hard
anything.
To win if you don't even
just
say
throw out a name.
Didn't even say a word.
Bold strategy to not guess anything at all. But Bill won 2-0, so you guys are now 2-2 in the week.
Okay, it's a big day.
This seems like a big day.
Today on a Film Friday, our topic is TV characters. I know it's a pretty broad topic, but TV characters. I need to know.
Either going to just nail it or miss it, so it'll be so.
You've watched some TV. It surprises me.
If it's old school TV,
yeah.
If we're talking about something that lasts like 10 years or whatever, no.
No.
Yeah,
besides Modern Family.
Ooh. Yeah. Will that be in here? We'll see about Modern Family. Huh. Possibly. 464-5685. Shut
Bill
up,
Dumpy.
Simple. Start right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685.
Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip in trivia. Bill, a lifeline for one question, as always, on TV characters in this film Friday. It's, again, that's pretty bold. I'm not going to ask how you feel, because it's very broad.
It's been,
pretty
over,
broad.
A million, it's been
very
broad. Over a million TV shows.
Yes. I tried to do the ones 8 million that people would actors. Know. Yes.
Anyway. We'll try to nail four of them.
We have Cornhusker Craig is our caller, Craig. Contestant. How do you feel about this today, Cornhusker Craig?
Oh, I'll say iffy.
All right, iffy is probably the proper response to that.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
All right, first question goes to you, Cornhusker Craig. Here we go. What actor played the role of Don Draper in Mad Men?
Oh, my goodness.
Right in front of me.
Never seen the show.
It's a bad start.
Boy. All right, I'm passing.
Oh, that's three times in a row a pass for the first, okay?
Ham.
Oh, John Hamm?
Are you going with John Hamm as the steal?
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant!
Bill has been used properly. John Hamm is correct. How about that?
Good job. Yes.
He was.
I wouldn't have got it.
Yes.
I don't think
he
I
was in Maverick.
He was. That's right. He was in Maverick.
This is probably the fourth time you've done this one. I still didn't get it.
Well,
Johnny.
Bill got it for you. Sip, first question. Bill's out, but he used him properly.
We can be up 2-0 here.
I hope. Bill will be mad if you don't get this one. What actor played the role of Cosmo Kramer in Seinfeld?
Richards. Richards.
Michael Richards is correct. Nice. 2-0 lead to stay alive. Cornhusker Craig, last question. What actor played the role of Barney Stinson in How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, Doogie Howser, what's his name? Patrick Scott.
Keep trying. Try again.
Scott Patrick.
Try again. Stick with Patrick.
Patrick.
Doogie Howser.
Give that to him. I'm going to give it to him.
Sound
you guys the win.
Yeah.
The win. Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris.
He was Doogie Howser, and then he was the doctor.
So we'll get you back on the coffee. Doctor. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road, Cornhusker Craig. Nice try today.
Thank you, Craig.
Hey, that's three straight wins. You guys were 0-2 with Nick here this weekend. I'm 3-0 with me. Good
Michael
luck,
Richards.
Chuck. Michael Richards.
And John Hamm.
It sounds like I'm hearing rumors that Jerry Seinfeld and Michael Richards are going to have a sitcom again soon. There's rumors.
Really?
There's rumors.
Richards back from the dead.
Yes. Back from the dead.
Yeah, he had a little problem.
No problem there.
Coming back. He can come back. Mm. He can make a comeback.
I'm curious if you'll get this one right. This is the last question. You've already won the game. This is gravy. What actor plays the role of Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I know who you're talking about.
I can see him.
Yeah, I can see him, but there's no way I'd get his name right now.
No
okay,
chance.
That'd be Bob Odenkirk.
No. 30 days.
You want to guess his age for the tiebreaker, Bill?
Yeah.
His current age right now?
Right now. Today.
64.
Mm. Under.
61.
Okay. Under.
61.
But I would have guessed more like our age. 52.
Is that how old you are now? Yeah, you've changed your age quite a bit here.
So he's 61?
61.
God.
Yes, 61.
Oh, we got to cut that cookie here pretty quick.
Shout out to Dennis from the Body Shop.
That's so nice, Dennis. Thank you.
Provided a cookie cake. It said happy birthday to Jake, to Coach and Jake on it.
Dennis.
Oh, look at Raph.
Raph's eyeing it.
Right now, look at him. He's eyeing it.
Dennis from the Body Shop. And the Body Shop is what?
48th and A. It's a massage place.
Okay.
Yes.
Go get a massage. Dennis and the team do a great job over there at 48th and A.
Yeah, that's
So thank you for providing us some nourishment this morning.
Yes.
Nourishment.
Because you said you were you're starving.
Yeah,
you're famished right now.
I just said, literally, I can't even describe how hungry I am, and then Dennis shows up.
It's like you heard it.
I have some idle chit-chat.
Right now?
Yeah, real quick right there.
Oh, okay, sure.
Guess who I'm meeting today up at the up north?
Where's north?
Stu Bauer.
No way.
You know who Stu Bauer is?
Meeting Stu? Yeah, who's Stu?
Rowdy Bauer's dad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Bauer under.
You know that Rowdy broke the state record in the long jump?
What'd he go?
24.3 and a half, I
something
believe.
Like that.
We've had some athletes in the state.
Yeah.
How about record breaker?
Yeah, it's incredible job. Then he also won. There's a huge track meet, like a champions invite only at Norfolk. He won that again too the other day in horrible weather. But yeah, I've not seen him jump yet, but I will see him jump, and also I'll see him at the state track meet. Also, I'll be over there at that.
That's Bauer Underground.
Yes.
And infrastructure and branch excavating. All three.
They put holes in the ground.
Those are hard
working.
Oh, yeah. Guys. Yeah. I told you the story about it's not my job. Nothing's not my job with Stu. Stu's everything his job. That's why he's doing so well.
Right.
Well, enjoy. Yeah. Mm. Shout out to Stu Bauer. Great guy. And great job with your company, Stu. Does a great job. Happy birthday, Bill, tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy
and
your
same
birthday.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are birthday boys.
Yeah.
The spillover is next, an early break on the ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.